brought to you by Penguin.
American White Lash by Wesley Lowery. Read by the author. For Kevin Gorzica, who taught me that the purest and deepest forms of love come not in spite of our differences, but because of them. And for all who have been victims of the violence and terror of our era. A storyteller can attempt to tell the human tale, can make a galaxy out of the chaos, can point to the fact that some people survived, even as most people died, and can remind us that the swallows still sing around the smokestacks. Jane Yolen, The Devil's Arithmetic, 1988. Part 1, White Grievance. There is no Negro problem in America. The problem of race in America, insofar as that problem is related to packets of melanin in men's skins, is a white problem. And in order to solve that problem, we must seek its source, not in the Negro, but in the white American, in the process by which he was educated, in the needs and complexes he expresses through racism, and in the structure of the white community, in the power arrangements and the illicit uses of racism in the scramble for scarce values, power, prestige, income. The depth and intensity of the race problem in America is in part the result of a 100-year flight from that unpalatable truth. Lerone Bennett Jr., Ebony Magazine, August 1965. Chapter 1. It feels somewhat silly now, more than a decade later, to dwell on the images, feelings, and sounds of that November night. To recall the gravity of the moment, and the jubilation. Because to revisit the evening of Barack Obama's election is to venture into a world that feels foreign now. November 4th, 2008 was a collective moment of true, unabashed hope. If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, "Tonight is your answer," declared Obama, then a 47-year-old junior senator from Illinois, who moments earlier had become the first person of African descent to be elected president of the United States. His words rang thunderously through the crowd of thousands who had assembled at Chicago's Grant Park, named after the former president and Union general who vanquished the Confederacy and its villainous effort to preserve slavery, and who, unlike many others of his time, supported black enfranchisement. For hours, the forceful chants of Obama's campaign slogan, "Yes, we can," had echoed through the crisp autumn air. But now, as Obama spoke, the crowd fell into a solemn silence. Almost all of the footage from that night cuts at some point to a tearful Jesse Jackson, the Chicago reverend and civil rights activist whose years of labor to register Southern black voters, rewrite Democratic Party rules, and forge a multiracial coalition as part of his own campaigns for the presidency, had laid the pathway across which Obama's campaign would dash to a decisive victory over Republican John McCain. Also present at Grant Park was Oprah Winfrey, the trailblazing African-American broadcaster turned media mogul and one of Obama's earliest political boosters. "It feels like America did the right thing," she remarked in an interview with a CNN reporter. "It feels like there's a shift in consciousness." Change, the president-elect insisted, had come. A promise that left his lips 389 years after the first Africans had arrived in chains in the land that would become the British colonies. 151 years after the nation's highest court ruled that Dred Scott, an enslaved man attempting to sue for his freedom, had no standing to bring a suit because in the eyes of the law, he was property and not a person. And 143 years since the conclusion of the Civil War that had cleaved the country in two and left more than 500,000 dead. Obama launched his audacious campaign for the White House in the name of common hopes and common dreams in February 2007 in Springfield, Illinois, a site dripping with history. Springfield was Abraham Lincoln's hometown, and it was where, a century earlier,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"